when we take a look at what Paul says here, what exactly is he saying? Well, he says then, "You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." So what Paul is emphasizing here is not a succession of office, but what he is actually emphasizing is a succession of truth. And that's not my invention. This is exactly what he says. What you have heard from me in the presence of many, right? He doesn't say the ordination that you have received from me in turn commit to others and so forth, but he says what you have heard from me. And then he adds, in the presence of many witnesses. So it's not stuff that Timothy can say, well, I have a secret inside track of what the Apostle Paul had to say. No, this was public teaching. So he says to take this teaching, which not only you, but many witnesses have heard, and entrust it to faithful men. Now, the idea here is making sure that you entrust it to faithful men. What does it mean to be faithful? It means that they're going to be faithful to not their own internal ideas, not even their own office, but they're going to be faithful to an external standard. And that external standard, again, is the word that Paul committed to Timothy, and that word now that Timothy is entrusting to them. And then he says, who will be able to teach others also. So again, the emphasis is upon teaching. It's upon truth. What truth? The truth of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, revealed by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, who then passes that same truth on to others.